Hello, beautiful souls. This is your weekly oracle guidance and devotion for the week of May 5th, 2024. Before we get to this week's guidance and devotion, I hope you had an incredible April of growth and spiritual development. I foresee even more growth, magic, and fulfillment in May now that the sun is returning. That which was asleep is now being awakened, and we get to enjoy the new life that is springing up and opportunities to enjoy nature. So I hope you have your journals ready because I believe May is going to be incredible. Now, for this week's guidance, I am using the Witch's Wisdom Tarot, and we will look at how we can be in alignment with our highest good and live a magical and fulfilling life. We will look at three cards, with the first card being the overarching theme for the week. Our theme for the week is the Nine of Air, and it is the card of transition. The Nine of Air encourages us to not hold on to something that has ended. If we know a relationship has run its course or a job isn't as fulfilling as it once was, then we need to reevaluate the situation because it might be time to move on. Yes, change is scary, but it is always good. Holding on to something that no longer serves us because it is familiar does us no good. We should be thankful for the lessons learned, but realize something new is just around the corner and we need to make room for it. Our next card answers the question, why? And it is the Messenger of Air. The Messenger of Air tells us that anything is possible as long as we continue to have that childlike wonder and belief that longs to have new experiences. We need to be open to allow magic to happen and to allow ourselves to be challenged. When we do so, we grow and learn that we have the strength to move through any change that occurs. Our last card answers the question, how? And it is the Three of Fire. The Three of Fire tells us that we should allow ourselves to be guided. Whoever is our source, whether God, Goddess, Spirit, Universe, or Mother Nature, we need to be in tune with our source and allow our source to teach us, carry us, and guide us. Our source and ancestors are cheering us on and want us to achieve our highest good. I hope that you will ponder this week's message and guidance, and that it will aid in your spiritual growth and development. Peace and blessings to you, and until next time, may you continue to grow into the spiritual person you were meant to be.